Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1001. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so just backtracking, we started the halachas of kedima and brachas. In other words, which brachas come first? We started going through various different situations. We were just getting started, but one here and there, like we always do, in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Brachos, when something comes up from a previous subject which we've spoken about, either an inyan or a question or shaila, whatever, so we try and address it. So, interesting point brought to my attention, actually from Rabbi Kahan, mentioned it to me that, in reference to, sometimes people say hinani muchan before benching. They say there's various different things. You have a few things. We spoke about shir amalos. You have an al nares bovel also, right? Depending if it's Shabbos or during the week. But then there's another thing which people say all the time. It's like a hinani muchan, right? Before you do a mitzvah. Many people say this small tefillah, in order to get ready and have the proper kavana. You want to make sure you have the proper kavana for benching. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah min ha-Torah of Berachas HaMazon. Okay, so the question is, when do we say this? In other words, when I washed, backtracking to the halachas of Mayim Achronim. Okay, that's what we're trying to get to. We're backtracking to the halachas of Mayim Achronim. We said, what was the halacha? We said the halacha is you're not allowed to talk out between Mayim Achronim and benching. Right? So what about this Hinei Nimuchan? I want to say this Hinei Nimuchan. I wash Mayim Achronim. I want to say this Hinei Nimuchan. Do I say? I say the Hinei Nimuchan, this preparation, this small tefillah to get myself ready for Berachas HaMazon for benching. Should I say it before Mayim Achronim and then go wash my machrayim, or since it's something that's really mamish connected to the benching, because it's mamish part of the benching, so maybe I should wash my machrayim and then say hinani muchan, because we saw you're not supposed to even talk divrei Torah, you're not supposed to make any interruption at all, even for divrei Torah. So just to chazer over again from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, we saw a little bit in the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, and he brought down by saying shir hamalos, one should definitely say shir hamalos or al nares bovel before my machrayim. And to the point that someone is saying, even if you said Shir HaMalos after Mayim Achronim, just go ahead and wash again Mayim Achronim. There's no bracha involved, right? There's no bracha levatala. You just go ahead and wash again to make sure that you want to have the washing of Mayim Achronim right before benching. So just to read from Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in our simon of Mayim Achronim, which was Kuf Pei Aleph, all the way at the end in the Yudalad, Ois Yudalad, Mamash, the second, the last two paragraphs in Kuf Pei Aleph. It says in Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, Avos L'shar Devarim Afilu Devarim Shabakidusha V'divrei Torah. He says all these things not to be mafsik, don't make a interruption in between Mayim Achronim and benching. When he's saying Al Nares Bavel or Shir HaMalos, again, depending, Al Nares Bavel is during the week, Shir HaMalos on Shabbos, right? So then he says, it should be Lefnei Netilasai Mayim Achronim. Do it before Mayim Achronim. Avl Im Lo Yomer Lefnei Kein. If he didn't do it before Mayim Achronim, you could say Shir HaMalos or Al Nares Bovel after Mayim Achronim, but you tell the other Shuv, and he says the same thing like we saw in the Sefer Yetzer Halachos, and go and wash your hands again. Also, if somebody forgot to talk Divrei Torah by the Shulchan, how important the words of Torah is, it's amazing. One should be very careful. The minig is to talk words of Torah by the table, and I push it. There was a whole meal and nobody spoke Divrei Torah. I want to chop in a few words of Divrei Torah. I shouldn't say the word chop in. It's the wrong word to use in Divrei Torah. I want to say words of Divrei Torah. So do it again, the same thing. Say the words of Divrei Torah, whatever the case might be. You came in again. Gam acha shenotel mayim achronim. After you wash mayim achronim, and again, the same thing. V'yitol yodov, shuv, go ahead and rewash mayim achronim again. Okay, so then he says an interesting thing. So that's all with Shir HaMalos and Al Nares Bavel. But then he says an interesting thing, the Hinani Muchan and the other psukim, the other various different psukim that some people say in conjunction with Mamish right before benching, that it's, he brings down the Hinani Muchan and there's some other psukim that are sometimes connected to it, whatever the case might be. But it's sort of a shtickle part of the Haskalah of benching. It's sort of like the beginning of benching. So he says those psukim brings on Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in the last paragraph over there in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Psukim Hanoyhagim Loimer, those psukim that people sometimes say that they have a minik to say, not Shir HaMalos, not Al Nares Bavel, that's a different thing. These are the specific psukim part of the Hinani Muchan. He says, Lefnei Berachas HaMazon, He brings down, it's actually Al-Pi Arizal, Al-Pi Ari. He brings down, Yesh Lemer Oysen Bedavka La'achar Netilas Mayim Achroinim. That some want to say it's Bedavka should be said after Mayim Achroinim, before Lefnei Netilas HaKois, before taking the cup. Okay, we're not getting into those halakas when one benches in reference to taking a cup before benching, cup of wine, whatever, whether it's 10 people, some Mishabura holds even less. We're not going to get into those halakas. But let's say a person benching by themselves. I'm benching by myself, one or two people, right? Or whatever the case, and there's no cup involved, there's no wine involved, whatever. So then he says, just say it. That some say to say it, say this psukim in the Hilni Muchan right before, I'm sorry, la'achar netilas mayim achrayinim, after mayim achrayinim, and, but why? So why al naris bavel, the shir malz and all that, it said before, and over here it said afterwards, right? So he says, psukim elu harei hem ketchilas birchas hamazon, and it's sort of like the beginning of birchas hamazon, ve'ein hem hefsik klal, ve'ein hanetila lebrach, and it's not considered a hefsik, it's not considered an interruption between the Mayim Achroinim and the benching, because it's mamish these psukim, the Hinni Muchan is mamish something you want to do right before. Like when somebody said Hinni Muchan, they're putting on tefillin or whatever, you're doing it right before, mamish right before one goes to bench. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. If I remember correctly, also we even said by the Shira, let's say somebody says Shira Malis, they didn't wash Mayim Achroinim, and they still want to take a drink of water, right? They didn't have a mind to cut off the meal, but the question is that really a cut off of the meal? So if you said Shira Malis, if I remember correctly, I still want to take a drink, you could take a drink. You can still take a drink, because it's not officially the cut off. But once you wash Mayim Achroinim, then you can't eat and drink, there's no interruption and all that, because that's Mamshien, but these Psukim of Hirni Muchan, whatever, that people say, Imamish sort of like, according to the Ri Zali brings down, is a haschal at the beginning of, sort of the beginning of benching. So what, it's not considered an interruption, and one could say it after washing my machroinim, if that is in fact their minig with the Hirni Muchan. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch HaKol Tuv.